Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, the Garda Representative Association is seeking an urgent meeting with Garda management following those chaotic and violent scenes that we saw in Coolock this week, where a group of agitators targeted a site designated for Housing International Protection applicants. Last night, members of the Garda Public Order Unit, they used shields and helmets to clear the site because there were more agitators there throwing bricks and bottles and fireworks. Well, for her assessment on what we've seen, we've joined now by the former General Secretary of the Association of Garda Sergeants and Inspectors, Antoinette Cunningham. Antoinette, good to have you with us in the studio. So can I start with what we've heard from the Garda Representative Association? They represent the rank and file, as people know. They're really concerned and clearly concerned at the position that their members were put in. And one of their main concerns, as expressed in the aftermath of what we saw in Coolock, is that the public order unit wasn't called in early enough. So you have people who are in their regular Garda uniform exposed to those very difficult scenes.
Yeah, and I think the concerns of the Garda Representative Association are legitimate. They have things that they need to talk to the Garda Commissioner about. They have sought to meet him on it. And of course, he will facilitate that meeting. I expect other staff associations will follow now that the GRA have sought that meeting. And the Garda Commissioner will be very interested in hearing if there are some concerns that he's unaware of that the GRA are. Because he has said that the public order unit was deployed on time. He said it's a graduated response. And he said the response was appropriate for what was needed at the time.
But it's a balance that has to be struck, isn't
Absolutely.
It? Because you don't want rank and file members who are not in the protective gear being exposed to danger in that way.
Absolutely. And you know, the difficulty for An Garda Síochána, Claire, is you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. If you don't respond quickly enough, you're criticised. If you are overzealous in your initial response, it's considered too much of a response too quickly. So a senior commander would have been on duty out there, and they would have taken a graduated response to what was going on out there. But look, what we saw in Coolock, Claire, you know, it's out of all order. Since March of this year, there's been a protest camp outside the former Crown Paints factory in Coolock. There's been a small number of incidents in that time. There's been a small number of arrests. But this really escalated on Monday morning to what has now become just violence and thuggery, and people attacking the Gardaí, going against the rule of law, and conduct that has no place or no association with any legitimate protest.
Mm-hmm. But there's a wider issue here, and we hear it from the councillors in the area where they said there just wasn't enough engagement. Now, that might be quite separate to policing, but ultimately it's the Gardaí who are going to have to deal with the fallout of that.
Absolutely. And I mean, if there isn't enough engagement, and I heard the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, even saying that if there is need for greater engagement, look at all things can be avoided if there's proper, frequent communication. And it is very legitimate for people who live in Coolock to be concerned around migration policies, and if there is plans to move people who are seeking international protection into their area, those, if they have legitimate concerns, they deserve to be communicated with, and they deserve to be communicated with frequently. And it's not acceptable to say, for government to say, well, we told the TDs in your area, if nobody is sitting down and actually talking to local people. But what you have now, Claire, is a situation where legitimate protests are overtaken by people who are just there to cause trouble. They're not there to in any way engage. Their agenda is completely different, and that is to cause as much violent behaviour, disruption, and unacceptable behaviour as they can.
So can we go back to the Garda response and what you saw and what you will have seen reported on since? Do you think that the response was appropriate? Was the right path followed? Because we were told that lessons had been learned in the aftermath of the Dublin riots last November.
Yeah, I think lessons have been learned. I saw Gardaí with better equipment. I definitely saw the use of body cameras, which is a huge addition to the Gardaí, and we saw the usefulness of those. 30 people so far have been arrested around what happened in Coolock since Monday. 21 of those have appeared before the courts already and released on bail. But I can assure you, Claire, that Gardaí will be monitoring every piece of CCTV footage, every body cam footage that they have. They'll be examining the incidents. They'll be looking at people, and it's almost almost with certainty you could say more arrests will follow for this incident. So I think Gardaí probably have better equipment. The use of body cams will certainly help, but we are still an under-resourced police force in this country.
Okay, and what about the public order unit and resources? Yeah. Is it strong enough?
Well, what you have at the moment, Claire, is you don't have a dedicated full-time public order unit, and that's definitely a gap. Now, if you're Garda Síochána force is under-resourced, then you don't have enough people to make a public order unit full-time dedicated to that role. So what you'll have in the city, for example, is you could have sergeants who are on duty in Mountjoy, Pier Street, Store Street and other places. Mm-hmm. They will then get a call to say there's a serious incident evolving around here and we need to deploy the public order unit.
So they need to do their superhero change.
Absolutely. They
will get from one place to another.
Absolutely.
The problem with having a full-time public order unit, though, is what do they do when they're not needed?
Well, you can see from where society is right now that they're probably going to be needed more and more and more. And there's lots of things that public order units can do if they're not needed for frontline. What we saw the other day was the public order unit with hard hat and shield. Mm-hmm. There's also soft cap. They can engage in community policing work. They can engage in preventative policing. So there's lots of things they can do. You know, they can do ordinary police work, but be available as a full-time resource as well.
OK, so to go back then to my question about the Dublin riots, do you think that the lessons have been learned in terms of policing, that there has been a change and a shift in how the response is calibrated?
I do think there has been a change. I do think there were lessons learned. I think the equipment is better, but I think the fundamentals are still there, and that is around lack of numbers in An Garda Síochána. And I think also we have to look at government, and government badly need to examine, Claire, what if any legislation is needed in this country that if there are people online who are spreading hate and disinformation which causes a risk to the security of this state, what legislation could the government introduce so that the most senior guard in the country, the Garda Commissioner, can ring up the social media platforms and say that needs to be taken down immediately? And we don't have that legislation. And this is where government need to take responsibility. I've listened to lots of politicians over the last few days talking around these issues. This misinformation and disinformation was spread online through Monday and Tuesday, encouraging and inciting what happened in Coolock. And there has to be systems in this country where that information can be responded to quickly by the most senior commander in the country, the Garda Commissioner, and taken down if needs be. And if that needs legislation, government have a responsibility.
So you're
there.
Calling for the Garda Commissioner's office to have a direct line into those social media companies and have powers in legislation to tell them to take down information.
Disinformation that spreads hate, which incites a threat to the security of this state, government need to examine that urgently and see if that's something that they need to introduce.
Mm-hmm. Now, Jim O'Callaghan, Fianna Fáil TD and spokesperson on justice, he has called for an internal review on how the policing went at the Coolock incident. Is that needed, would you say?
I can tell you, Claire, that every incident like this would be reviewed anyway.
It's happening as a matter
Absolutely,
of course.
Yeah, of course it would be. You know, the Garda Commissioner would always review incidents of this nature. They'll sit down with the senior commanders, they'll sit down with the staff associations, they'll sit down with people who are on the ground, who are the chief superintendents in the area. They will fully debrief this. They'll look at all and examine all aspects of this to see, was the response appropriate? Is there more that could have been done? So I can assure you that has probably happened already at commissioner level with the senior executive leadership team in An Garda Síochána. I can assure you that probably has happened already.
Would you say, with the benefit of your years of experience, that the very model of policing in this country, policing by consent and community policing first and foremost, that is changing, or that at least it's under strain now?
I do think that we've become a more responsive type policing because of the demand that's there constantly, rather than a preventative police force preventing crime, which is what would have happened before. Look, it's an under-resourced police force, Claire. People can only do so much with so many numbers, you know. You can't have a police force that's continually based on overtime because it's not sustainable in the long run. We need more people to join An Garda Síochána. Recruitment needs to be intensified. It needs to become a more attractive career for some. And, you know, I commend the Gardaí that were working out there. They were under ferocious attack at times for 12 hours. It's a long, long time. And I was made aware, I was met with some colleagues there over the last day or two in Dublin. And the commissioner I know sent out a message yesterday to all members commending them for the response that they took out in Coolock and assuring them of his support if they need to take another response and an appropriate response to similar type incidents.
But I'm sure there's plenty of people listening to this who watched the pictures and thought, God, how would you be a guard? How would you be attracted into the profession now, seeing what they had to face there on Monday night?
Yeah, it's very, very difficult. You know, I saw frontline uniform Gardaí being abused, targeted, missiles thrown at them, them trying to remove and re-erect barriers that had been taken down, sustained abuse, people dancing in front of them. But, you know, the Gardaí are resilient, but that is very difficult conditions to be working under, Claire, mm-hmm. you know. And I think the majority of citizens in this country who abide by the rule of law would feel empathy and sympathy towards An Garda Síochána for what they have to tolerate in situations
but
like that.
In that context, how do you attract more people into becoming a guard? I mean, the age restrictions, they were changed. Has that made a difference? Or what are you hearing about recruitment? How
yeah,
is it going?
I mean, recruitment, it's still an attractive job to lots of people, which is heartening. You know, I think lifting age restrictions and being more inclusive about getting a diverse police force in this country. Those are all things that have to be welcomed because they'll encourage more people to apply for An Garda Síochána. People who want to be a guard, Claire, you know, it's like an inherent thing. It's like people who want to be a nurse. It's usually in
vocation.
Them that they want to do it. Yeah, and they will do it no matter what the circumstances are, you know. If it's they find that it's a job that they're not attracted to anymore, well, then they'll move on to something else. And that's what people do.
All right. Well, Antoinette, thank you very much for coming in to us. That's Antoinette Cunningham, who is the former General Secretary of the Association of Garda Sergeants and Inspectors. Now, back after this break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.